The Zone is brought to you by CC Power Sports of Louisville, home of Kawasaki, Yamaha, Suzuki, Can-Am, Sea-Doo, SSR, and Bad Boy zero-turn mowers. CC Power Sports of Louisville offers the best winter discounts on all motorcycles, ATVs, side-by-sides, and personal watercraft in the area. Beat cabin fever and come into CC Power Sports of Louisville. I-65, 7 minutes south of the airport.
You know what time it is.
The Zone with Jason Anderson. Powered by CC Power Sports of Louisville.
There's a pretty significant quad injury. We'll get an MRI tomorrow, but he's going to be out for, I'll just say a while. I don't, because I think it's unclear right now how long he'll be out, but yeah, it's significant.
I think I would have been the coach at UCLA. I've said that to people before. I really felt at that time that's what would have happened. But with that said, and I'm going to say it again, when it got down to that point, and I can't tell you again how much in my mind, that's what I was thinking, I should say. They probably felt they went as far as they could go. I felt I went as far as I could go. But the fact is, I'm here because I believe that God wants me here.
Come on, everybody.
You're in the zone.
In the Zone. The
Zone with Jason Anderson, powered by CC Power Sports of Louisville.
They can taste it.
Yes, they can
feel it. They can see it.
Want to be part of the show? Give us a call at 267-9680.
Now,
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
I'd like an angry whopper right inside my angry stomach.
Powered by CC Power Sports of Louisville on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I don't need to finance it. I'm just going to make it rain.
In the memory you overflow, want to be your superhero, even if I tumble.
Couple weeks away from Derby Week, as we will have you covered front side, back side. You know where to go for all of the best Derby coverage. We are your Derby home, an exclusive home for the Triple Crown. Live races on Friday, live races on Saturday, on Derby Day, Oaks Day, Derby Day. You know where to find it. And also post-race coverage on ESPN Louisville as well. But that entire week, backside, front side, we will be out at Churchill Downs leading into the Derby, along with the Gates assignments. And I think that's, what, Tuesday, 11 o'clock. We'll have that for you as well if you're looking for where to find that. Of course, anything that goes on throughout the day, if you're looking for where it might be during local programming, it'd probably be right here during local programming, since we're on live and local all day. Every day, by the way. Not just when the tournament has its bracket released. We talked a lot about, in the first hour, some of the decisions that are made by some college basketball players. Kyle Guy putting his name into the NBA draft, hiring an agent, but going the agent route of the new rules in college basketball. Ty Jerome not necessarily going down that route. Kerry Blackshear putting his name in the NBA draft, but also putting his name in the transfer portal, but also willing to return to Virginia Tech and play for Mike Young, but also willing to go overseas, but is also a grad transfer. A lot of different things that can happen for Kerry Blackshear. If I'm guessing right now, I think the favorite in the clubhouse would be, maybe not in the clubhouse, but the favorite right now would be him transferring as a grad transfer somewhere. He is a pretty valuable piece. There will not be a lack of suitors for Kerry Blackshear, and Jeff Borzello named him the now number one available, immediately eligible transfer. So not a surprise. The guy, you know, was 15 and like 9 at Virginia Tech last year, so he proved that he can do that at a big time conference. Texas says, good call. Guy going to the NBA so he can get his wedding registry started. NCAA rules suck. That is pretty good. Texas's Kyle Guy, Alexa is his fake online girlfriend, like that guy from Notre Dame. Yes. Diving into the water, diving his head first, jumping into the water is feet first. Yeah. Texas says, y'all know Hero said he's staying in. Yes, we talked about that in the previous hour. Thank you for reminding me to put that out there. Tyler Hero announcing that he is keeping his name in the NBA draft, and he is not going to return. He has gotten feedback, which, I mean, that's what we talked about last week, right? And that was, what was it, Friday that he announced that he was going to put his name in the NBA draft and test the waters? Apparently the waters were very nice. It was cool. I mean, the water's lukewarm, the grill is hot, and the beer is cold. Come on to the draft there, Kyle. Welcome. Excuse me, Tyler. Welcome. So not a surprise at all. And I went through and I'll update these periodically as more mock drafts come in as well. But I went through 9 mock drafts that are out there that are recent. I don't care about if there was a mock draft from like February or even March. It had to be in April. So mock drafts that are at least in this month that are out there. Tyler Hero averages out in those 9 the 21st pick in the draft. P.J. Washington and Keldon Johnson also average out the same. They average out at 16 in those 9. Different spots, obviously, for each one. But obviously, for each one in the draft, they can't be drafted at the same spot.
A little bit of that's how that works, yes.
It is a rule. It is a rule. While they both average out at 16, it is different numbers in each draft that get them to the average of 16. Tyler Hero at 21. Although there is 1, 2, 3 of the 9 that has P.J. Washington as a lottery pick, and 1, 2, 3 of the 9 that has Keldon Johnson as a lottery pick.
A little bit of interesting local news around here. Zach Brazier of the New York Post reporting that Porter Moser is staying at Loyola Chicago.
What?
St. John's coaching search continues.
Ah, Ricky P.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Pitino.
Still waiting on that phone call.
Rick Pitino back in the mix again. Rick's just hanging out like, huh? Still here. Rick is essentially me last week in Minneapolis with the Delta buyout. Still here. How desperate are you going
to
get?
Bring them back to former glory, not seen since who?
Chris Mullen.
I think it was before that.
Chris Mullen when he played there. I was right.
Wasn't it Louis Carnesecca that he said?
No! Come on! Run our test!
Did he actually play at St. John's?
Of course he did.
I did not know this.
Come on. All right, 437-968 UPS Jobs text line. Texas says, was the assist numbers for Enoch the same number sequence for the slot machine in Ocean's 13? I know I watched too many movies. That's right, it was. I love that Magic got that. Is like, is he speaking in binary? Stephen Enoch, the entire season, was speaking in code in his assist numbers. Nobody knew that. But the guys,
message? Fat Wayne.
Why would that be Enoch's message? The hell does that have to do with anything?
Help me. We miss Rick.
No, that's not it. That's not it.
I'm all alone. We actually recruited Akoya Gao. Help.
His assist numbers. 0000100100000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000
Day in a Life backwards on a record player that you would hear a hidden message. And for the Beatles, it was that Paul is dead. If you play the binary, just Akoi is dead.
No, you know,
he's
what it is?
Dead for years.
You know what it is? It's binary of give me the ball. It's binary of I'm open. That's what it is. It's binary of I'm open. That's what it is. It's binary of my bad. It's binary of I didn't see you. I'm sorry. You were open. I didn't see you. My bad. I didn't realize that. Maybe read the code next time. You get a better idea of what I was trying to say.
Virginia was here.
That's right. Yes. Carved into wood. Oh. All right, 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line if you want to be a part of the show, part of the conversation. I did want to get this out there. This was in the New York Times before we do a buy or sell. This was in the New York Times a few days ago, and I thought it was at least interesting to pass along. Just something to keep an eye on as we talk about legalized sports gambling and the $85,000 bet that gentleman placed that won him, $1.5 million. Or the people last night that 14 different people placed $10 for the Clippers in live betting to win when they were down 31. I think they all won $1,500 on a $10 bet. Live betting, Clippers down 31, $10. Who would do that, though? Like, who wastes $10 like that? Like, if it was like a $2 bet, I'll throw a $2 bet live betting. Oh, my God, it's like 1,000 to 1 for them to come back. Well, let's see what happens. I actually don't know what the numbers were when they came out. Probably a pretty decent number.
Little bit of local news.
All right, more breaking news.
Going to be snarky about it.
All right, here we go. Rick Pitino did get the St. John's job. Is that what you're saying?
No. Jeff Goodman tweeting out, Butler grad transfer Joey Brunk has told Stadium he is committed to Indiana.
There you go.
He will have 2 years to play for the Hoosiers.
How about that? There you go. So he's a grad transfer? So he's got 2 years to play? Playing immediately with 2 years, that's pretty darn good. See where Jeff Borzello has him ranked as the immediately eligible players.
Last year in 33 games for Butler, 13 of those started. He was averaging 18.6 minutes per game.
Oh. But you're going to say 18.6 points. I'm like, wow. did we not know who this guy was?
3.6 rebounds per game.
Number 15 for Jeff Borzello. Number
7.6 points per game.
Number 15 overall, Joey Brunk, 6'11", 230, power forward. And by the way, Indiana needs bigs. So not a surprise that a 6'11", 230 guy chooses Indiana because, boy, there is playing time. They need some bigs badly. They are desperate. They need bigs and shooters. That's what they need. Brunk has Indiana
Probably
and Ole Miss.
Some guys that can play defense, too.
Nope. Bigs and shooters. That's the first part. If you can play defense, cherry on top.
You know, maybe some guys that can add depth. Pretty much a whole, like, maybe a new roster.
You know what? If you can play defense, it's icing on the cake that is already baked. That's what it is. Big men, shooters, and then maybe some defense after that. Who knows?
Hold on. I don't know what he's doing right now. Should I text intern Crean? Get his insight on this?
Yeah, I want you to text intern Crean to text you with his initial thoughts on Joey Brunk committing to Indiana. Jeff Borzello writes, before the news came down, this was just him ranking all of the immediately eligible recruits or transfers. Brunk has Indiana and Ole Miss on his trail, and he has 2 years left to play, averages 7.6 points and 3.6 rebounds. There you go. That's what he said about Joey Brunk. Can he shoot, though? Let's all find out together, shall we? Everybody want to find out if this Butler fella can shoot? Let's see. Let's pull up Butler here. All right. Joey Brunk. Man, he shoots 33% from three. Now, he was one of three last year, so he doesn't take many. He's not much of a shooter in terms of volume, but he shoots 33%. He was one of three last year from behind the arc, so there you go. 65% from free throw. Ranked nationally in offensive rebounding percentage, that's good. Ranked nationally in fouls drawn per 40 minutes, that's good. Texas says, somebody teach Magic how to read a stat line. He didn't read minutes first. When you said averaged 18.6, I'm like, whoa! Minutes per game. All right, there's the bait and switch. Got me. Texas says now he can get all of Romeo's minutes. Yeah, that's true.
That's fair.
There are minutes available.
Tell Stats and Sports References to stop putting minutes per game first.
That's right. It's their fault.
I mean, to be fair, it's annoying that they put it at the very back that you have to like scroll over for it. I'm just saying.
Yes, it's their
better
fault.
Formatting.
Yes, it's their fault. It is their fault. Not operator error. It's all the fault of them. All right. 437-9680. Anyway, the New York Times. I wanted to pass this along, and then we'll take a break, and we'll get a pass this along, and then we'll get a buy or sell. So the New York Times, thank you, I appreciate that. Not yet. That's a nice preview, though. It's a very nice preview, Magic.
The crazy thing is, I don't even think I hit the button. It just went off.
I think you did. I think you hit the button. That's a Nick Valvano excuse. Come on. This is the zone now. So the headline in the New York Times is, a small town bet on sports gambling is still waiting. And it's about Tunica. That Tunica's, you know, been losing lately, a lot of money, casinos have been closing, and what was a thriving business until about 2011 or 12, it's gone downhill. They thought they were going to be saved by the legalized sports betting, but it hasn't happened. And so there are a lot of opponents of legalized sports betting, sports gaming being passed. The opponents of that have pointed to this New York Times piece. And look, there's some anecdotal evidence here that certainly helps them out. It says West Virginia, for instance, has collected only 1/4 of the monthly tax revenue it projected. And it's essentially saying the, you know, big economic windfall is not what people predicted, which, by the way, on this show, you didn't hear anybody predict that for Kentucky. You heard nobody predict that for Kentucky about an economic windfall. There were some people out there that I told you that were saying things to try to get it passed as in, well, that's how you solve the, you know, the crisis with the teacher's pension. No, but it doesn't mean just because it can't that you then ignore it. Well, it's not going to solve that, so why even go down that route? No. If you're going to fill up a basket, it may not be all in one lump that's going to fill the basket up. Sometimes you got to go different avenues and different routes to be able to get that. And this is a part of having an economic stimulus to the state that's needed. Regardless, but there were some that predicted that. We did not. We did not talk about that. I said you should probably be way more conservative on those predictions. So those that did, they're seeing some numbers come in. West Virginia, for instance, has collected only 1/4 of the monthly tax revenue it projected. Pennsylvania and Mississippi have received only about half of the tax revenue they anticipated, from according to data from those states. Rhode Island has done even worse. State budget officials, how about this? State budget officials projected sports betting would bring in nearly $1 million a month. They are now receiving only $50,000 a month. So obviously there have been some people that have pointed to this and said, wow, this is not what people thought. There's another paragraph right after that that says, New Jersey, however, has been a bright spot. The state has brought in more than $2 billion in 10 months for New Jersey. $2 billion in 10 months. Now, Magic, I will ask you, is there anything that is being left out when these people are pointing to this particular article as why this is why nobody should legalize gaming, is because it's not the windfall you thought and the moral objectives for $50,000 a month is not worth it. New Jersey, one bright spot, but that's about it. $2 billion in 10 months, but look at all of these other examples. There's one thing that is not, that is, I think, strategically being left out. And people are not being honest with their assessment. I'll tell you what it is. West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Mississippi and Rhode Island all have one thing in common with their sports gaming laws that they passed. They all passed specifically and only brick and mortar sports gaming. New Jersey has online gaming, apps, phones, anywhere you can bet. Now, we should probably point that out, right? Like, that's a pretty big part of what is talked about in gaming. Like, yes, of course. Hey, it's legalized now. Okay, everybody's going to be... Well, yes, there's going to be a money that comes in, but you can't ask people to drive an hour and a half to place a $5 sports bet. It's not going to happen. They're going to drive the hour and a half to place the bet, but they're also probably going to do it because they were already going to the casino as well. Like, nobody's driving that far to go, you know what, I'm going to put $10 on a futures bet. No, hey, you're going to be in Tunica? Hey, man, throw five. Can you throw 100 down on you know, Louisville to win the national championship? Hey, that'd be awesome. Do that. That's not going to happen. And so for those that would be like, oh, well, look, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Mississippi, Rhode Island, they're not getting what they projected. Well, apparently people thought that once sports gaming was legalized, that people were just going to start spending all of their time no longer at the VFW, no longer at Drew Deaner's and Darren Rogers' satellite office. They were just going to spend it at the sports books. No, people bet at their house. You've got it online. I've got TVG. You've got other places you can bet. There's DraftKings. There's what people were talking about last night. The $10 that was bet on the live in-game betting of the Clippers when they were down 31. You know what you're not doing? Getting in your car and driving as fast as you can to Tunica to place a $10 bet on, hey, they're down 31. What are my live odds? We're not offering live odds. Oh, all right. Well, I guess I'll go back home. Darn it. I really thought the Clippers were going to win. But you open up your app if you're in New Jersey and you're like, Man, live odds are 500 to 1? I'll throw $2 on it. I might win $1,000 if the Clippers come back. That'd be pretty cool. So it's disingenuous. It's not an end-all be-all. It's not a solver of all things. It's not going to be you pass this and, hey, all of your problems are solved and you can lower taxes now because sports gaming is going to be this crazy economic windfall. And in fact, we're going to be flush with money. We're just going to be rolling in it, okay? We're actually, you know what? You stop by Frankfurt and knock on the door. We're going to give you $500 to go place a bet with.
They're now offering tours in Frankfurt where you can do a money dive. Not 2 feet at first, but a money dive into a giant pit. You can just go swimming in the coins. That's exactly how much is there.
No. Everybody will get
Scrooge McDuck tours.
Once a year, everybody will get 30 seconds in one of those money air machines. So it closes and $100 bills are in everyone you catch. You got 30 seconds. Ah, nice job. Next, once a year, you get your one shot because it's going to be so crazy. No, there's got to be some...
Would people enjoy doing taxes more if that's how you acquired your tax refund?
That's true. Well, wow, no. 30 seconds, that would be... that'd be so... I would be so anxious and so scared and so nervous. It's like my entire tax return is based... Well, I guess I won't have to pay in.
The only bills that are in there are ones and hundreds.
Or you start with hey, by the way, you're going to have to pay in, so you're already minus 500. Go! No! Catch every $100 bill. End up with only four of them. All right, here's $100 out of my wallet.
They're all singles.
You said they were hundreds. I guess I owe $496 now. That sucks. It's just disingenuous to say, wow, look, it's not what people thought. And maybe these states projected way too high. Maybe they projected it to get the bills passed. I don't know. So maybe they were being disingenuous from that aspect of it. But it's obvious that if Kentucky goes down the route of saying we're going to legalize gaming, it has already been shown 10 months in that you'd better legalize the mobile, the online as well, because you are going to fall well short of whatever projections you think and whatever impact you think that may make on the state if you just do the brick and mortar. So there you go. Texas says the Times not being honest. Never. Oh, see, it's not the Times. It's those that are using the Times and not pointing out that that's a part of it. The Times goes on and talks about how there's a difference between the online later on, and there's a difference between brick and mortar, and there are Supreme Court rulings that are coming down in some different states, and that California and Connecticut and Florida, Michigan and Minnesota are going through cases right now to where they may not legalize gambling because of some of the Native American tribes that already operate casinos. So they're going through that. So it's like an entire... piece on the overall picture, but there's two paragraphs that are being clipped out and being used and thrown all over the internet today and yesterday about this piece, and none of them are pointing out that those particular states are without online gaming, and New Jersey is, and New Jersey made $2 billion in 10 months. Whereas Rhode Island's bringing in $50,000 each month. Texas says, blaming sports gambling for the failing casinos in Tunica is such a bleep argument. Yeah. Well, they thought it was going to be a savior is what it was. They were already going to fail. They were already going out of business. And they thought, okay, now sports gaming is there. Here's our savior. And it hasn't been that. Well, I mean, it's helped. The thing is, though, it may not have been the savior, but you were already sinking. It might have been an extra bucket to get the water out. But you thought it was going to be the patch for the entire boat to lift you back up. Texas says, could you use a VPN to make your computer think you're somewhere else and place that bet? I'm actually not sure. I don't know how New Jersey is doing it. But I know that, looking into it last night, I think it was Rhode Island that specifically went and shot down. It was like on the docket when they were in session for a week of whether or not to expand it to online as well. And being able to not just be brick and mortar, to do it wherever. And the big argument that ultimately didn't even let it advance to the next stage of voting and then advance to another stage to go to another stage before it even would become be passed into law. The big argument was, how do you keep people under 18 from betting? You can't do that. brick and mortar, you can. Boom, move on. No online gaming. Okay. Those are all part of it. Those are all aspects of it that should be addressed, that are big-time questions to be addressed. I don't know how New Jersey does it. Maybe New Jersey doesn't care. Maybe New Jersey's like, look, man, we got $2 billion. If that's coming from a 15-year-old, hey, it's coming from a 15-year-old. Maybe, you know what that 15-year-old who's gambling right now is going to be? A damn fine mathematician.
I mean, in theory, could you do, like, you need two steps of verification where it's not enough to have, you know, most sites are, hey, here's your email. Well, I was going to say, like, have something like, you know, social security number and driver's license. Yeah. Would that be crazy? I mean, I don't know.
I honestly don't know what New Jersey does in the different stipulations. Texas says, haha, you have to be nothing. Naked in the money machine. Texas, we already allow Twin Spire, so there's no reason to not go with including online. Oh, I agree. But I do think that's an aspect of when people are talking about it statewide of saying, well, okay, we'll just leave it up to the counties. Well, okay, if you don't want to pass it statewide, then leave it up to the counties to pass it. Say it's up to the counties to do that. Like the Supreme Court said it's up to states' rights. Well, then, hey, Frankfurt, pass it and say it's up to county rights. Okay, well, if it's just up to the counties, how do you then make online only within the county limit? You know, because if I'm in Bullitt, but I live in Jefferson, and Bullitt says no, and I want to place a bet, but I'm in Bullitt County, it's like, well, no, sorry. Oh, I got to drive over here. Like, those are things that all would have to be addressed. But it's obvious the difference. It is clear and stark the difference between simply passing gaming at, like, you know, Churchill Downs and passing gaming that whatever that brick and mortar casino or place is would then be allowed to have some sort of an app or an online presence as well. Rick Pitino tweets out at Real Pitino to all his Petuitos. I coached Mark Jackson and he is a basketball junkie. Hire him, St. John's. He will get it done. As an assistant coach, I will hire him, St. John's, as my assistant coach, and he will get it done in recruiting, and we will bring us back to glory that has not been seen since Luke Carnesecca. I do want to send a big thank you to DFH. As we've got the Mitsubishi Mini Split rolling right now and keeping this studio very cool, even though it is warming up outside. Mark with the C. Weinberg tweeted out that a year ago today it was snowing. Snowing outside. Snowing. Blizzard-like conditions. 79 and sunny. Beautiful right now. It is 73 and nice in the studio right now. Thanks to the DFH company, Mitsubishi Mini Split has helped us out. If you've got any issue with whether it's heating or air conditioning, or you've got that tough room, an attic, a sunroom to regulate the temperature, contact DFH. They can help you out with all of your needs. Visit dfhcompany.com or simply call 968-6222. That is 24-hour service as well. dfhcompany.com or 968-6222. We will play a little buy or sell. That's next.
You are listening to The Zone Podcast. Check out Jason Anderson weekdays 3 to 6 only on ESPN 680 and ESPNLouisville.com.
UPS is now hiring package handlers in Louisville. Package handlers earn competitive wages. And with UPS's Metropolitan College program, you can graduate 100% debt-free. Get in the game with UPS. Apply now at upsjobs.com. That's upsjobs.com.
Listening to The Zone with Jason Anderson, presented by CC Power Sports of Louisville on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You're home for the Kentucky Derby. It is ESPN Louisville, an exclusive home for the Triple Crown. We'll have all the coverage starting, in 2 weeks? The week leading into the Derby, we'll be at the front side, we'll be at the back side. Drew Diener shows are some of the best shows he does all year there with all the different guests. You never really know who's going to show up. Always entertaining and interesting. You never know if he's going to blow up. You just never know if Dan Issel is going to sit down there and Billy Reid has to start the conversation. Because Drew's very upset about all the running around. And quite frankly, he was in the right to be that upset. But we will have the Kentucky Derby. We are the home for the Kentucky Derby and exclusive home for the Triple Crown. A text at 437-9680 says, in New Jersey, you have to upload two documents to prove your age and state of residence to use the online gaming. Makes sense. That makes total sense. And now I've got access to it with my account and my password. And therefore, if I'm in another county, if we did, you know, if they passed it and said, okay, it's legalized by county. So if you want to, vote on it in your county and say no thank you, you could say no thank you. If you want to put it up for vote for the county residents and they say they're going to do it, okay, well then the online portion of that, you're going to have to upload multiple documents that prove your residence, your age, and therefore you can use that even if I was in, you know, a different county, like if Oldham did not approve it, but, you know, Jefferson did, or vice versa. That would make sense that I would be of age. Another text in says, how many homes have foreclosed in New Jersey with the rise in degenerates? And my response is probably the same number of homes that have foreclosed before, since we've always had access to these same betting sites. But it was just illegal then. Now it's legal to do it. But we've always been betting, just as we were talking about the live betting with the Clippers last night. I don't know that it was all taking place in Vegas and Jersey.
I mean, I'm a mess. I mean, why buy a nice shirt if you're going to carry freaking equipment half a mile over because we don't have it and can't get anybody
in
the back
gate?
All right. So anyway.
14 days.
We'll get him. Yes, we'll get him. Billy will. I'll tell you what, Billy.
Yeah.
You talk to Dan Issel. I need a 20.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. You talk to Dan. We'll get him back here. This is unbelievable.
30 seconds.
God forbid you radio show hosts get to do a radio show.
Okay.
But we do have the wonderful Patty Ice here.
And we do have the all-time men's leading scorer.
Was it a sarcastic from Drew that said, we do have the wonderful Patty Ice? Was he being serious or sarcastic? I don't know that we've ever examined that. By the way, it's...
God forbid you hope radio show hosts get to do a radio show.
Okay.
But we do have the wonderful Patty Ice here.
And that's the last word he used. By the way, that is 2 weeks ago, or in 2 weeks from tomorrow. That was 1 year ago. So it was the Wednesday of Derby week that thing happened. So in 15 days, it will be the 1 year anniversary. How about that? All right. We need to. We're going to play a buy or sell, but I just wanted to put this out there because now I'm seeing this online. Tyler Hero has put on Instagram a picture of him in a Maserati.
That kid's a god.
Good for you, man. Good for you. You know what he wouldn't be in right now if he went to Wisconsin? A Maserati or the NBA draft. He would not be in either if he had gone to Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, get into this 1993 Ford Taurus.
No, man, you got to have something that's going to you'd be able to maneuver in the snow.
Get into this 1997 GMC Tundra, I think it's that brand. Tundra, yeah.
I think Toyota's a Tundra.
You're right. What does GMC have?
Yukon, maybe?
Yukon, maybe. Chevy Silverado. I drive one of those, actually.
You knew that one. There you drive a truck.
I was avoiding it.
But just a Ford F-150 or something, you know?
Fix or repair daily.
Okay, very good. All right, Ray wants to weigh in. I don't know how we got on the larger point of gambling, but regardless, Ray, is this gambling, Ray?
It is not gambling, Ray, okay. Unfortunately.
It's Ray talking about gambling, though.
Kind of. It's the Ray that visits Locke and Andy all the time out of Turnberg in Middletown.
Okay, very good.
And pastries.
Yeah, very
anyway.
Good.
So it just made me think of when my wife and I moved to Oldham County from Jefferson County like 12 years ago. And I went into Kroger looking for the adult beverages. They were nowhere to be found. And I went up to a nice Kroger employee and said, where's the beer? And he looked at me with a lot of judgment and disdain. We don't sell beer in Oldham County. So it's like it's totally legal at that time to buy it in Jefferson, take it to Oldham. So it just made me think of that when you were making the point of crossing counties and things of that nature.
No, that's an interesting point. In fact, you could probably, and Ray, I appreciate the phone call, and say hi to Locke and Andy next time you see him. I don't talk to them anymore. They always misrepresent me. Always. Happened again this morning. It's ridiculous.
Sweeney? No!
Locke even prefaced it with, look, I don't want to misrepresent him. I'm just saying this is what I heard. If I heard wrong, I apologize for that.
I don't want to misrepresent him, so let me go ahead and misrepresent him.
Yes. but it, you would probably be able to regulate it more than buying of the alcohol from county to county, right? Because you would have to show proof of residence to be able to be online for that particular betting app that you actually live in a particular county. So, like, if you lived in Oldham County, sorry, you can't buy you can't buy beer and take it back to Oldham County at that time. Too bad, sir. You know what? Move, then. Texas says, well, Jason, you can get into a nice used Maserati for like $20,000. This doesn't look used. Texas says, what is that drop from? Why was Drew upset outside of the normal reasons? That was from Derby Week, Backside Wednesday, a year ago. And it got very hectic with people wanting to get into the Backside and be around the broadcast and then check out the horses. But also he had to deal with equipment and equipment not being there and then going back and get equipment. And he's wearing a very nice shirt because I think that was ad day there at Churchill Downs as well. So after his show that he's going and schmoozing and he's shaking hands and networking at ad day.
I'm a mess. I'm going to need a T-shirt.
Yeah, right.
I might not be able to do the first hour of the show.
Well, I'm not going
to. You may have just driven off Dan.
No, we're going to get Dan Issel. He's not scared off. If he is, we'll have to get him back here.
I want to get Clint Glasscock. Is today the day of the exorcism?
No, we don't. Javier Castellano apparently is not coming in until Friday. So
that's
I've got
what it was
that
about. He got very, very mad and very upset.
There's one version of the clip that has him like just complaining about like how he had to carry equipment for a mile.
I mean, that's what it was. He had to go back and he had to go back to get equipment from, well, because honestly, he had forgotten the equipment when he got all the way to. But that's okay. That happens because.
How dare you?
Well, it's a logistical issue.
Secrets.
A logistical issue. Regardless, it resulted in that, and you never know what's going to happen. Same thing with buy or sell. Let's do that now.
Let's talk about something important.
Too early in the morning for this kind of stuff. Somebody give me a drink.
Are you going to buy?
A guy don't walk on the lot lest he wants to buy.
Or sell.
I used to be a salesman. It's a tough racket.
All right, Jason. Figured we should start with the topical buy or sell today. Buy or sell. Tyler Hero is closer to sliding into the back of the lottery than Keldon Johnson.
Yeah, I'll buy that. That's an easy one for me. I'll buy that. Although, you know, looking at some of the mock drafts, I am surprised that Keldon Johnson has a higher average than Tyler Hero. But, you know, we'll see. Although, you know, people still love Keldon Johnson, and he was projected as being a lottery pick before the season started. But like ESPN, Tyler Hero 16, Keldon Johnson 22. Sports Illustrated, Tyler Hero 16, Keldon Johnson 18. CBS, Tyler Hero 15, Keldon Johnson 19. NBC, Tyler Hero 19, Keldon Johnson 17. SB Nation, Tyler Hero 18, Keldon Johnson 23. Some of the things that are skewing and making it 21 for Hero and 16 for Keldon Johnson. The Athletic, Tyler Hero at 35 and Keldon Johnson at 12. Yahoo, Tyler Hero at 27 and Keldon Johnson at 13. And NBADraft.net, Tyler Hero at 20 and Keldon Johnson at 7. I don't see...
That one feels a little bit off.
PJ Washington at 24, Tyler Hero at 20 and Keldon Johnson at 7. But you're seeing more of the mock drafts that have Tyler Hero going higher than Keldon Johnson right now. His stock is rising. So I would say I will buy that. I will buy that if that's the case. Texas says, what if you proved you live in Jefferson County, but bet while you are physically in Oldham County? Well, I think that would be the case. Like, you would be able to use your app and go and be online betting through that particular whatever service it is that would be offered specifically in Jefferson County to Jefferson County residents while you were, you know, in Wisconsin, you know, visiting, you know, Tyler Hero's family. Texas says, Tyler Hero took that picture in November. He just had to sit on it. I do love that. Yes. He's been driving that all year, guys. Come on. He's been driving the Maserati all year. I don't know how he got it. I'm just saying he was going to go to Wisconsin. Then he gets a Maserati. Not reporting, I'm just saying. What's next?
Buy or sell, Ashton Hagans is going to be the most impactful local returning player next season.
Does that count those that have not announced whether or not they're returning?
I would say yes for the sake of this question, because I'd also kind of written in parentheses, even if War returns.
So yeah, then I would say Jordan War would be the most impactful. Like, I think the difference between, or the most impactful player was a choice between Wara and Hero. I think it's Wara because he can offer so much scoring. Now, Hagans returning means they have somebody that you know can play point guard, that has proven he can play point guard, that wasn't overly consistent as a guy that was 18, almost 19 years old last year, and his first year in college and first year playing for Calipari, and needs to get better in shooting. His faults we know about, but it's clearly a very big deal to get Ashton Hagans back. The only difference would be if they didn't get Hagans, but then Hampton committed to Kentucky to be the primary ball handler. Well, then Hagans not returning wouldn't be as impactful as somebody else. I'll say it's Jordan War. If Jordan War returns, it is the only one left. And Keldon Johnson, but Keldon Johnson's not going to return.
If you take War out of it, would it be Hagans?
Yeah, because who else are you choosing between Enoch? Keldon Johnson's not returning. BJ King. So yeah, it's either Hagans or Wara at this point. And if Wara stays, then it's going to be Hagans. Because, you know, again, Keldon's gone. I know he hasn't said he's specifically going to stay. Hero has. So yeah, I would say it's Wara, then Hagans. Then Enoch.
Makes sense. Next buy or sell? Will Wade returning to the sidelines at LSU is a better boon for U of L's case versus the NCAA than Pacino still having nothing connecting him to Bowen or Dawkins.
Yeah, no, it's better for Louisville if some of these other programs continue to just, you know, turn their nose up at the FBI stuff. Because, look, I yesterday when we found out, you know, right before Game of Thrones, I guess that was Sunday, but we talked about it yesterday, that Will Wade was reinstated. I said yesterday around all the Tiger talk and Tiger love, and he's going to win the PGA as well. And we're going to have that for you right here on ESPN 680, 105.7 and 93.9 The Ville. We'll have the long-form coverage of Tiger winning back-to-back majors on his way to winning the actual Grand Slam. Just joking, God. Right? Give me a break. We talked about it that, you know, that, what were we talking about? What was the point there?
Will Wade returning to LSU. Turn your news up at NCAA.
Will Wade being reinstated goes right along with Auburn giving Bruce Pearl an extension. Sean Miller hasn't been fired. He was suspended for like a game, right? Two games, I think it was, ultimately, that Sean Miller had to sit out. These are schools that are reinstating coaches that weren't necessarily caught red-handed, but they continued to turn their nose up at the NCAA. Louisville fired everybody involved, except David Patrick. Everybody else is gone. The AD is gone. Coach is gone. Assistant coaches that were linked to it is gone. It doesn't matter, Rick.
Coach is gone.
That's right. It doesn't matter, Rick, if he knew or not, because he's been fired. What matters is not Rick Pitino, whether he had a connection. It's Jordan Fair being connected, and it's Kenny Johnson being connected. Those are still impactful. So Rick, not nearly to the degree that LSU reinstating Will Wade, because that's at least a case that Louisville can present on their side of, we're the only ones that took this thing seriously. We're the only ones that acted in the way that we did. We acted immediately. You think this is a big deal? Yes, so do we. That's why we acted the way that we did. He's a Hall of Fame coach. We fired him. We said the best AD in America. We fired him. They're gone. That was a top 20 team preseason by the AP and the coaches 2 days before the season started, before practice started. That team didn't make the NCAA tournament. That's how serious we took that. What about LSU? What'd they do? Auburn, what'd they do? Arizona, what'd they do? What did anybody else do? It's one of the arguments. It can't be the only one, but it's one of the arguments. So, yeah, I'd say that the more and more these schools double down on their coaches, it's good for Louisville with the way they acted decisively and as strong as they did.
Coach is gone.
That's right. That's actually their entire defense. They just sit down in front of the NCAA and they play this.
Coach is gone.
Thanks, guys. We'll wait for your decision. Coach is not gone. at LSU. What about Arizona? Coach is not gone. Auburn? Coach is not gone. All right. Thanks, guys. We'll look forward to your decision. You know where to find us.
All right. Buy or sell. If Guy and Jerome stay in the draft, expectations will be that Mac should beat Virginia at least once next year.
Yes.
Let me add an addendum to that. It's more important than next year for Louisville to win a game against Virginia than against Kentucky.
No. One word answers. Yes. No. It's quite the change. Who are you?
Coach?
Coach? Jason's gone. He's gone. Post is gone. One word answers. Who is this guy?
Oh my God, this is the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, it's No, he's got to beat Virginia next year. If Kyle Guy's gone, I'm sorry. Whoever the coach would be. Like, it would be one of those to where, well, Rick has to beat Virginia. Like, I know it's only the second year for Chris Mack. But no Guy, no Jerome, no Hunter. That's if Guy keeps his name in the draft. I mean, Louisville's got all this excitement around him. If war returns, they could be a top 10 team. And Virginia's got Kihei Clark running the point. And Braxton Key. And Diakite. And Jay Huff. They do have a couple of recruits coming in that are top 100 players. That's nice. But they lose Hunter, Guy, and Jerome. You got to beat Virginia next year, if that's the case. Must beat Virginia. You're Reggie Jackson. Must kill the queen. Must. The whole season, that's all it is. You're Reggie Jackson and Naked Gun. What's next?
Reggie Jackson and Naked Gun is not a reference I expected to hear today.
Well.
Buy or sell.
Start expecting it.
Fair. It's more likely that Tiger wins another major this year than that Josh Allen will go top two in the draft.
What was the first part of that? You cut out. You didn't cut out. I was reading something, but what was the first part of that?
I was cutting out from your attention.
That's right.
More likely the Tiger wins another major this year than that Josh Allen goes top two in the draft.
Wow. Well, he does win another major this year, but we're talking about more likely. So if I were to say, well, Josh Allen's definitely going top two and Tiger's definitely winning a major this year, but what's more likely to be definitely... See, it all relies on Arizona. Because if Arizona takes Kyler Murray, then Bosa's going to be the next pick. So then Josh Allen's going to slide down to three. But if Arizona takes a defensive player, then Josh Allen's available as the best available after Bosa. I don't think Josh Allen's going one or two. So I would say... And Tiger, again, over the last three majors, if you missed this stat that, by the way, RJ Bell put out yesterday, after we did. Just saying. And then how about this morning, Locke? Yeah, I saw that. I retweeted that from RJ Bell. Oh, you retweeted RJ Bell talking about the fact that Tiger's minus 31 in the last three majors in aggregate score? Did you? Did you retweet him? That he's three shots better than Molinari and six shots better than Koepka? 10 shots better than Xander? 11 better than Simpson and Scott and 12 better than Day. Oh, you retweeted him, did you? Didn't want to listen to my show? No big deal. No big deal. Of course, then Andy's saying, oh, Jason yesterday was so full of himself with finishing third in the player pool with because he had Tiger. Also misrepresented. It's not full of myself. I was very excited, but I prefaced it by saying it's better to be lucky than good. And I totally... And then I went through the how I got lucky. The only reason I got lucky is because I wanted to see Woo Kim and Matsuyama on my team. And that meant that I had to exchange Paul Casey for Tiger Woods. I didn't pick Tiger. I wasn't going with Tiger. It wasn't like, Tiger, no matter what. Use that line again from Kevin Costner. Vontae Mack, no matter what. I didn't go into it and say Tiger no matter what. No, I went into it with a number of guys no matter what that I didn't end up taking on my team that resulted in me finishing third. So it's not full of myself. I was very excited. What's next?
Last one, wrapping up on a fun one.
Oh, cool.
If The Athletic is paying sports writers $150K, buy or sell.
By the way, they are not. But
it'll be
ahead.
Easier to take Jeff Greer's job than Kyle Tucker's. Who's the weak link?
So they're both at The Athletic, and they're both making $150K. whose job would be the easier to take? I'm not going to answer that. Well, everybody on the text line would say I would go and take Kyle Tucker's job, therefore I can be around UK.
The joke is that he isn't there because he cares about the program. The joke is there that he just wants to be around TJ.
He misses him so much. I would totally take Kyle's job. No, Jeff's job allows me to live right here. I don't know if it's easier to take, but like if I had to choose, I would choose this one. I don't want to commute to Lexington and back. I put way too much sweat equity into that house. All right. Okay. Farrison's been out to my house way too much to make the lawn look like it does to then move. Okay. By the way, for those that text in anytime we talk about me mowing my lawn, Farrison doesn't mow the lawn. Farrison treats the lawn to make it so that I have to mow the lawn more often because it's freaking healthy. We were talking about the riding lawnmower last, what, Friday or something, and it was like, oh, yeah, Jason keeps talking about using Farrison. Turns out he doesn't. Like, no, I do. They don't mow the lawn. I mow the lawn. They make it to the back, and I have to mow the lawn more often. Damn them. So, yeah, I'd rather stay here. So I would take Jeff Greer's job. But Greer can then host this show. Everybody's happier. Huh? It's a win-win for everybody, right?
I should just point out to texters when I texted Jeff, ask him, so is The Athletic paying you that $150K a year? LOLOL. No way they pay that. I'm poor.
By the way, that is from a tweet earlier today that somebody was talking about Russell Wilson's $107 million guarantee and said, if you take the standard sports writer $150,000 a year salary, it would take him 70-something years to make that much money. It's like, who the hell standard sports writer making $150K? So we were like, oh, it's Jeff Greer at The Athletic. That's how everybody got to The Athletic. The Athletic was offering everybody $150K.
And all they charge are subscriptions? This model will never come to last.
It's going to go out of business. It'll never work. 150K at night. Where do I sign up?
You are listening to The Zone Podcast. Check out Jason Anderson weekdays 3 to 6 only on ESPN 680 and ESPNLouisville.com.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination online at bluegrasskarting.com.